Podcast Help Desk, number 114 for February 7th, 2019. I'm Mike, and today we're just going to have a little discussion about the big news. Yeah, the big news of the day yesterday was Anchor and Gimlet Media got acquired by Spotify. And everybody knows Spotify as the music streaming service. And you know, what does that mean for the average indie podcaster? Probably not a whole lot. Spotify is, I guess, trying to be the next Apple, the next Apple Podcast / iTunes. I'm guessing, you know, like I said, who knows how this will all shake out, but yeah, suffice it to say, they're making a play for the podcast listenership. And at the same time, they're doing some content deals, and that's, you know, Gimlet. That's they wanted the content, and with Anchor, really don't quite understand that. Anchor has a lot of shows that are not active. They have a lot of shows, period, but they have a lot of, a large percentage of them that are not really active. So, you know, I don't quite get that, but you know, their technology is quite interesting. And if they had a business model behind it, you know, Anchor would be a great thing. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out with Spotify. You know, it was a little bit shocking to hear that one come out of the blue. We heard about Gimlet last Friday. I guess the news broke that Gimlet was in talks. In case you don't know, Gimlet, their most famous podcasts are like Startup and Reply All and Science Versus and a few of those. They're very NPR-ish. Alex Bloomberg and Matt Lieber are the co-founders. And Alex, of course, came from This American Life and NPR and a few other shows and organizations like that. And basically Gimlet put out those kind of shows. And you know, I like some of those shows. Those are good. But what does this mean? Does this mean that a lot of those shows are going to go Spotify only? No, I don't think so. They've even come out and said that no, that's not what they're doing. They will develop some Spotify only shows, and they'll probably make offers to existing podcasters to go Spotify only. But personally, you know, if you do that, you're sort of losing the magic of podcasting. Podcasting is a medium that is delivered by RSS, which is really simple syndication, which means, you know, people can choose how they want to listen to it. You know, instead of having to get a specific app to listen to it, you know, and I understand premium content, Stitcher does that. Stitcher Premium, they have, you know, shows that are out there, you know, as a podcast, and then they have other shows that are Stitcher only. Those are not technically podcasts. They're audio programming, and that's great. You know, nothing wrong with any of that. It's just, you know, the wide appeal of a show. I mean, it would have to be a blockbuster to move the needle. You know, think of Howard Stern. You know, when he was on terrestrial radio, you know, he's on a bunch of radio stations, and then he made that deal with Sirius and now XM to be on the satellite. And that really pretty much saved Sirius XM, or Sirius at the time. And they paid him a buttload of money to be exclusively on the satellite. And that's great. And, you know, but do we have any podcast rock stars like that? Maybe not. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with Spotify. I love their music. I really do love Spotify music service. It's awesome. I listen to it quite a bit. You know, when I'm working at home here in my office studio, you know, I can't really listen to podcasts per se, just because I can't really pay attention to them if I'm working. So I like to have some music in the background, and, you know, Spotify pretty much has every piece of music that I want to listen to, mostly anyway. And so that's great. I'm not really a fan of Spotify's podcast offering, although I don't see why it would be any worse than anything else. You know, I do like the idea with normal RSS delivered podcasts, you know, such as Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Google Podcasts, any of those things where you actually download the file to your device and then, you know, for later playback. And I like that personally because, you know, sometimes I'm in spots where I don't have good internet or, you know, I'm not on a limited cell plan, but some people are. So, you know, you don't want to always have to stream. And I think Spotify's podcast, if you set it up just right, you can actually download some files, podcasts or music. But, you know, that's not the normal use case. So, you know, like I said, I think they have a little ways to go in their podcast specific, you know, offering there on the Spotify apps. But like I said, I don't know if this is a great thing or a bad thing or somewhere in the middle or a big non-event that made a lot of hoopla. You know, this is really early. We don't know how this is all going to shake out. You know, is Gimlet going to stay somewhat independent? Is Anchor going to stay free? You know, they wouldn't answer that yesterday via Twitter. A lot of people were asking, you know, is Anchor going to remain free? And all the Anchor Twitter account would say was it remains free right now. So does that mean that later on they're going to actually put a business model in place? That might be good for them. Or is it that Spotify is just going to use that technology for their own purposes, for their own type of shows? Who knows? Be interesting to watch. Definitely. And then there was some pundits out there that were saying that the traditional podcast companies are going to be in trouble and all that. No, not really. I don't think so. I mean, who knows? You know, we never know. There's always disruptors in every business, and you got to adapt and change and all that. But, you know, companies like Blueberry, who I work for, disclaimer, and Libsyn, Spreaker, Podbean, those kind of companies are catering more to the independent podcaster. They're not doing production per se. You know, they're doing the services for the independent podcasters and some business podcasters and some really big ones. You know, all the companies have some big shows. But, you know, the bread and butter of the normal, I call it normal podcast hosting, the traditional podcast hosting, the bread and butter of that is the independent podcaster. Like my audience here, I'm guessing most of you are independents. You're not signed with a big network or a big production company, as most podcasters are not. You know, I like to say, you know, the guy sitting next to the water heater in the basement, you know, recording on a laptop. That's generally who these companies cater to. And, you know, I don't see that falling away completely. But you, like I said, never know. You never know. But, you know, what it means immediately? Nothing, really. If you want to be on Spotify with your podcast, you can certainly be on Spotify. You know, any of these hosting companies have deals with Spotify to submit shows, and Spotify themselves now has a portal where you can submit your show if you're not with one of those hosting companies. Or even if you are and you want to do it independently, that's fine and dandy. And so there's no reason to, you know, move to a different hosting company just to get on Spotify, because you can get there from anywhere as long as you have a RSS feed that is compliant and you're not playing licensed music. They're happy to take you on. You know, Spotify wants to be the iTunes, the new iTunes. They want to overtake Apple. I'm sure that's what it is. And some speculation out there was that the reason they picked up Anchor was to prevent Apple from doing it. So who knows? And my question is, who's going to pick up SoundCloud? You know, somebody needs to do that before they go completely away. But I digress. Anyway, this was just kind of a little bit of a mind dump. You know, I've heard a lot of speculation. I've seen a lot of things flying by on social media. And, you know, there's no reason to panic. anybody really out there. You know, I would worry a little bit if I was strictly on Anchor for my podcast. I just make sure you have your local copies of your files. I don't think Spotify will just shut down Anchor or just all of a sudden say, okay, you got to pay or you're gone. I don't think that's going to happen. They'll probably give some lead time if they make any major changes over there. But be prepared. Make sure you have local copies of all your files because you really do want to be able to jump ship if you have to. And, you know, and that goes for any podcast company you're with. You know, if you're with Libsyn or Blueberry or Spreaker or Stitcher, or not Stitcher, you know what I mean, any of the traditional podcast hosting companies, make sure you keep a local copy of your files. You never know. You know, I don't suppose any of those are going to go out of business, but like I say, you never know. Or it could be that you get in some sort of disagreement with them. You know, it happens. And you want to leave. It's a lot easier to leave if you have all your stuff. So make sure you keep all your stuff. You know, your local copies, you know, at least keep the MP3s. You don't, may not, you know, keep all the production stuff, you know, the wave files, whatever, you know, depending on how you do your production. But I always suggest keeping that. I mean, you can go get a 32 gig thumb drive and probably fit, you know, your entire collection of your podcast on that. And, you know, it's good to have a local copy for sure. You know, I recommend that regardless of your situation. And, but, you know, as far as, you know, Spotify, you know, it's great to be on there. It's, right now, it's not the biggest as far as listenership. It could be. I still continue to think that if Google could make a few more tweaks to Google Podcasts and do a little bit better job of letting people know that it exists, I think Google Podcasts has the potential to also come close to or surpass Apple and or Spotify. Because, you know, just think of the sheer volume of Android phones versus Apple phones. You know, Apple has roughly 20% of the world market, and Android has roughly 80% of the world market of phones, yet Apple has 50-60% of the podcast audience, and that changes all the time. In fact, I think this year Apple will drop below 50%. That's my guess, not from any inside sources, but if Apple drops below 50%, does not mean that Apple's losing listeners. No, they're gaining listeners. It's just other platforms are gaining listeners at a faster rate. And that's good for the whole business. You know, the more listeners, the better. And, you know, Google Podcasts, if done right, has the potential to take over the world that way. And really, there's no reason that, you know, multiple dominant players can't be in the space. There was another one that just launched, I think, about the same time yesterday as all these announcements were going on, is Himalaya. It's a new app. I've downloaded it on iPhone. It's kind of a more social, but, you know, it's another platform. It's another way to play podcasts and subscribe to podcasts. And, you know, it's a directory. And, you know, who knows what they're up to. They got $100 million of venture capital, so we'll see how fast they burn through that and what happens. But they, you know, they seem to be a pretty viable app, at least for now. And you know, you're already on there more than likely because I believe they're taking the Apple Podcasts API to populate their directory, and you can go over there and claim your show if you want. And I don't know what else you can do with it, but you know, it's an interesting platform, and, you know, that's great. The more the merrier on as far as listening. You know, I always say, I don't care how you listen, as long as you listen. You know, if you want to download it to a iPod Shuffle and listen that way, great. If you want to stream it through Stitcher or stream it through Spotify, awesome. You know, just listen, and I give you all those things. All right. And let's see, a little bit of housekeeping here. Podcast Help Desk News is active and up and running. There's a link in the show notes for episode 113, the one I did with Elsie Escobar for the podcast Help Desk News. You can subscribe to that via the Amazon talking tube. I can't say her name or she'll chime in. And I also made it a traditional podcast. So if you go to phdnews.blueberry.net, and I do believe I have phdnews.com or phdnews. I forget. I'll put it in the show notes for this episode as well. But you can get my every other day-ish little news snippet, either via the Amazon. What is it? A news thing? What is it? I'm losing it here. But anyway, you could add it to your flash briefing. There you go. Add it to your flash briefing on your Amazon device. Or you can subscribe to it in a podcast form. But usually it's a, 1 to 5 minute thing about what's going on in podcasting. And sometimes a tip or a trick and breaking news like I did yesterday. But Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and as needed. So go check that out. phdnews.blueberry.net is the direct link to that. Or, like I said, look for it in your Amazon blank app. I should really mute the device, but I don't want to set yours off either. So anyhow, so that's all I got going here today. I hope everybody's having a good one. I do have an interview coming with Paul Culligan, which will be the next episode. So watch for that in a week or so. And I will catch you later.